Victoria Ostendorf is the Wildfire Information Officer in the high-level forest area. She joins us on the line today. Victoria, thank you very much for joining us. I ask quite simply, the end of fire season is November the 1st. How was this rather busy season?
This season in the high-level forest area, we had a total of 176 wildfires with around just over 1.2 million hectares burned. Currently, we have still 19 fires in our area. 12 are being held status, and 7 are under control.
Was it a combination of Mother Nature and human activity, or was it both?
Yeah, I would say both. We have a number of fires in our area that are still under investigation, but typically we do have a lot of lightning-caused fires in our area come the summer months. But in the spring, we tend to have more human-caused fires. So people out on the landscape, off-highway vehicles, folks not putting out their campfires properly, or burning without a permit. Those are some of our causes, general causes we tend to see in our area.
Even though November the 1st is technically the end of fire season, if I'm not mistaken, and we were discussing this earlier, Victoria, there are still some fire bans and fire restrictions in place, are there not?
Yes, so fire season actually runs from March 1st to October 31st every year. Currently in the high-level forest area, we do have drought-like conditions still in our area, so therefore we do have a fire restriction in effect. This is mainly because our area has not seen any significant rain over the season.
Actually, the snow, it helps, but not as much as rain does. Is that the way I'm looking at it right here?
Yeah, significant amounts of rain really helps soak the forest floor and improve those drought codes.
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, it's the snow that's the insulator, and when you get it underground, that could be real fun.
Yes, and that's when sometimes folks who do winter burning, we try to educate everybody to have safe winter burning practices, as some fires that are ignited over the winter months can be insulated from that snow and then actually reemerge in the spring as a holdover fire.
That was actually the next topic I was bringing up here, Victoria, is the fact that even though there are restrictions in place now, I would imagine that they aren't going to be later on in the winter. Therefore, winter burns are probably going to be taking place. How safe do we need to be if winter burns do occur?
So we are still in a high fire hazard, so we are seeing a grass hazard as well. Fine fuels like dead grass can rapidly dry out and become highly flammable. Any like little spark or friction or hot exhaust in areas of dead dry grass can cause a fire to really move fast, even in these kind of cooler temperatures we're experiencing now. As we move into winter and fire season is over, just with the high fire hazard in our area, we are urging landowners to delay any winter burning until there is a significant amount of snow on the ground. Some safety tips that folks can use when winter burning is to make sure that they pile their burn cleanly. Piles that are burned clean, free of like dirt and debris, they burn fast and tend not to make as much smoke and smolder in the area. Landowners that are burning need to be reminded that you are still responsible for any burns or fire you may put on the landscape even after fire season. So just really making sure you're burning safely, having your smoke warning signs placed out on the road to caution drivers on the roadways, as smoke can really impede driving visibility. We also really urge folks to monitor their burn the entire time. If their burn tends to escape, to please report it immediately to 310 Fire, and only burn what you can control with the equipment and the people you have available.
I guess safety is the biggest thing, despite the fact that the season will be over in a little while, and that's the basic message. Just keep everything safe, especially on land and possibly on the roadways, correct?
Yeah. So I think our biggest message is just due to the fact we still have that high fire hazard and drought conditions in our area, we really are urging folks to hold off on any winter burning until there's that significant amount of snow on the ground. And ultimately, safe burning practices don't end when fire season does. They are always in season.
Victoria Ostendorf is the Wildfire Information Officer for the High Level Forest Area. Victoria, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.